Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Struggles in praying. The Bible is clear that we ought to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17 says it this way. 16, rejoice always. 17, pray without ceasing. But how do we do this? In simplest terms, it involves taking everything to God and praying continually in all circumstances. It's deeper than this nut. That's not my focus today. My focus today is centered on how to fight through not wanting to pray. We know that we are always to seek God in every circumstance. But what about those times when you don't feel like it or you don't have the strength to? What do you do? Before I go any further, this is a staple tactic of the enemy to use against God's children. He understands that if he can keep us from praying, we fall further away from God, thus leaves us in a vulnerable state in which the enemy can come in and attack you. This should be a conscious thought in every believer. This, along with our daily life's events, can cause us to operate the events in our lives incorrectly, causing prayer to take a back seat or some cases, be forgotten about. The purpose of today's podcast is to help you understand the importance of praying, to encourage you to pray continually, and to set aside dedicated times for prayer. I assure you that the information given you will benefit you in staying in alignment with the will and purpose of God for your life. Early on in my beginnings, I had not fully grasped the many ways and importance of seeking God through prayer. I formed this belief that pray was to be done only in a certain way and in a particular format. I've since learned that's not true. People will tell you to get on your knees, go in a closet, or any of the many ways they choose to pray. All these ways are good, but you must find what's conformable for you. As you become intimate with God, you will be directed in the ways you may need to change. My point is, don't let people tell you how you should spend time with God. It is your heart he is seeking. He will show you the correct ways to seek him if your heart is correct. I struggled with prayer. I actually went a long period when I didn't pray. The truth is, I was ignorant of the power it possesses to change one's life. I spent months where I was spending time in the Word, but never prayed. I am strongly recommending you not to do this. I was blessed to be able to continue to grow spiritually without praying. As I've matured, I would never do such a thing again. There was a reason for this, though. I was being deceived at that time. I even sought advice concerning the matter and was told that they practiced the same thing as well. I had formulated a pattern that reading and studying the Bible was all that mattered, though in reading the scriptures, it continuously spoke about praying. This, my friends, is what deception looks like. Now that I understood the importance of prayer, the next form of attack comes by trying to keep you from praying. This can manifest in many ways, but often for me, it comes in a form of tiredness. Remember, everything in our lives is spiritual. If you don't see it from that perspective, the chances of being deceived are greater. Here's my reality. I gave be called to be a prophet. Because of that, I often am awakened at all hours, if the night. I will discuss this in another episode on prayer watches. many times because of the different times, which are for different purposes. I am feeling tired. The truth is many times I don't feel like getting up as I am awakened. I have to stress to you the need to press through it. You need to fight the urge not to pray, no matter the time of day. Because I'm a prophet, God needs me to awaken to do what is needed to be done to protect His children. It also can be a time for divine instruction or direction for myself or His children. This is why you should understand the importance of praying and dedicating yourselves to specific times of praying. In doing so, you're showing God the importance of His presence in your life. In doing this, He will show up and give you the answers you seek. This all needs to be done with a sincere heart. You cannot fool God, though many continue to believe they can. I speak from experience in this matter, but I'll let the Bible speak for me. In James 5:16, it states, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. These words began to ring true as I matured. As I began to see the truth of the scriptures, I realized that my prayers were setting me free from things that were tormenting me. I began to understand that my prayers were helping others around me to overcome obstacles in their lives. I understood that as a prophet, I'm here to watch over you, to protect you, to guide and direct you. I do this through prayer. A prophet is a conduit between God and His children. It is no accident that you are listening to me. You have been assigned to me. I am responsible for you and your well-being. It is my responsibility to pray over you and to show you the correct way to go. If you are faithful in doing so, you will receive a prophet's reward, as stated in Matthew 10:41. If you receive a prophet as one who speaks for God, you will be given the same reward as a prophet. Following God isn't as difficult as it's made to be. It's actually quite simple. Intimacy with God is the key. He answers prayers of His children. The frequency and effectiveness of your prayers plays a part. But the truth is your heart condition is what will make or break your prayers. God seeks a pure heart, one that is obedient and on fire for His will and purpose. This is the measure on which you will be looked upon. It is from this posture that all the other things will be added. I am a testimony of this being true. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.